Ram Vijay Prabhu should come here, nearby, in front of me. Quick, please. Come here. Jagai and Madhai, Jay and Vijay should always be near, so near, in front, that I may tell you something. And quickly, I want to make injection, very powerful injection. I think that our program in this place is so successful. All the devotees now aspiring. I wanted to give some new life to them, and actually I see that most of them have got new, received new life. What water is given in these plants, dry plants, it may give you new life. So I'm happy. But now we are leaving this place and going to another area, Birmingham. I think that all of you, very few not going, but I think that all of you are going also in Birmingham. And we will have very decent classes there also. And after that I will go to America for more than a month and then return to India. You know that I'm so weak by body. And also old age is coming. But yet I come to these places, western and eastern countries, only to help you. Otherwise I have no self-gain. I'll have to when I come, my precious time I have to give. If I was in Vrindavan, always chanting, remembering, and giving classes of high classes of prem, of gopi prem, here I cannot. Because some devotees are new fired, some are not so qualified, some are of another type. So I'll have to tell so many things which I don't want to tell. Like cutting jungles. But in India, always dealing with so high classes of topics. So I want to be in India. But only I worry for you all, so I used to come in this place. In future, if I will be well, I may come. But I think that you should be very strong. You should do Nagar Sankirtan. And you should try to help each other. Having no struggle or anything. Why we should struggle? In whole of my life, I have never struggled with anyone. Quarreling. I've never quarreled for anything. I know that this world is like false. So worldly things are, and false egos are useless. So you should also be like that. And try to help each other. I want to read one slok of Manasiksha written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, most of all, you know that is slok. But we should try to follow it strongly and deeply if we want bhakti. That a sloka he has written for his foolish mind, because he don't want to disturb any other person. So he is telling himself, Guru Goshthe Goshthalayishu Sujane Bhusurugane Swamantre Si Namni Brajvadanda Sarane Sadhatambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Ae Swantar Bhratas Chatubhi Abhijache Dhitapadaha. We are all part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not of anything of this mundane world, material world. And we are happy, we are unhappy in this world. Having so much opulence, money, beauty, so many qualities, everything, but yet we are unhappy. In this world, anyone is not happy. If anyone is happy, he must be a devotee, pure devotee, otherwise not. The devotee is pretending to be a devotee, not purely devotee. They will not be happy. They must quarrel, and maybe they are unhappy. So he is telling to his mind that, oh my dear brother, my foolish mind taking hold of your feet humbly, he is telling, I humbly pray to you with sweet words. He is not doing bhajan, his mind. His mind wants to test all worldly things, and he has so much worldly pride, false pride, so much ego. That is why he is unhappy. So he is humbly, with sweet words, he is telling to them, you should always, if you are a householder, you should treat all with sweet words, not quarreling. If anyone begins to criticize anyone, then he is not devotee. And if a man looking his own faults and realizing that my heart is not so good, I am not a pure devotee, then it is he is fortunate, actually. So we should try to help our mind that with sweet words, please give up all pride and quickly develop sublime and incessant rati for Gurudev. Like constitute what? Like
continuous,
spontaneous. Like a current of river, not a stopping. Then it will be bhakti, otherwise not. Sometimes doing bhakti and sometimes not, then it is not. Even a kanishta bhakti. And you should have a rati. Rati means here,
attachment.
Kya palta hai?
Attachment.
Here, simply sraddha. Belief in shastra. Belief in guru words. Belief in Bhagavat Krishna world. But actually rati is called when all kinds of false ego, offenses anarths go away totally, and nistha comes, and after nistha, taste comes, and after that, asakti, so much
attachment
comes for Krishna and for bhakti both. And after that, if it is matured, then it is called rati. This rati is also so many kinds. One of the rati is called at first thai rati. Thai rati, what?
Permanent
rati. That is, I am his friend, I am his beloved, I am his servant, I am his father, mother, like this. So, a rati will come. So, if rati is coming, then no fear of fall down. Never. Then no adults. Only some smell of that thing will be there. Otherwise, never. No offense at that time. So, there is no chance to come down. Only there are some instances for this. Bhat Maharaj has that kind of rati. And he was doing bhajan, sadhana, in a very dense forest, in very nirjan vana, solitary place. That place was situated on the very beautiful river. Very good scenery was there. And he has achieved at rati stage. But even he has some attraction for a deer, baby deer. And at the time of death, he was remembering that deer. And in coming birth, he became deer. So if anyone sharing his love and affection for anything, like horses, like cows, dogs, even husband, wife, they may be of same kind. There will be lusty if remembering like that. There will be dogs, beaches, hawks and pigs, like Bhat Maharaj. And because he has got rati, that is why in three
lifetimes,
he became again in the stage of rati. But for us, no chance. No chance at all. So be very careful. If you want to love Krishna, one-pointed, then gradually you should have sweet behavior to all, but not attachment to anyone. What I told you?
If you have attachment to anything, then again, like Bharat Maharaj, you have to come back again. And all of us, we are not as elevated as Bharat Maharaj. So we should try in our life to be one-pointed, only towards Krishna.
We can have sweet behavior to all, but not attachment. Not I. You should be very careful for this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see. Everywhere he was preaching, and with very sweet behavior to all. You know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to leave his place and Varnasram Dharma, and his house and beautiful wife, on the same day in evening, he went to his wife, Vishnu Priya Devi. She was so beautiful at that time. And he had no son or daughter, no children. And जब से वो विवाह करके आई, since he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu home, I, Sati Maya, after marriage, she had never met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because always he was in, observed in mood of Radhe, always telling that, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, weeping and dancing and rolling down. So he had never chance Vishnu Priya Devi to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always fearing. He used to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he used to felt flat like bamboo or trees.
Like a falling banana plant.
So she was always fearing. So she had no dare to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But today, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to leave his home, in the evening, he decorated himself with flower garlands, and his hair were curly hair. So beautiful. He took some flowers in his hair, also in his neck, beautiful dressed, and taking betel nut in his mouth, happily he went to Vishnupriya. She at once became what?
Surprised.
Wondered how today he has come. He never come in 2-3 years with to me, and today he is coming and smiling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat by the side of Vishnu Priya Devi and went to caress her. And he gave his own garland in the neck of Vishnu Priya Devi. And he gave some betel nut in the mouth of Vishnu Priya Devi. But she was not happy. She was thinking, why? What is going to be done? Today, I went to take bath in Ganges, and the way, a stone injured my feet, and blood used to come. Then I went to Ganges and took bath, and when taking bath, a nose ring
falling down.
She has received at the time of marriage, and it was a symbol.
It was kind of being married.
And it was lost in the current of Ganges. It is observed very impious in India. So she was waiting so bitterly, what is going to be happen. She came from Bath to from Ganges, and she was weeping in the home, and Sati Mata was asking, why you are weeping so? So weeping, she said all these stories. Now she is remembering all these things and weeping and telling in herself that what is going to happen? Why he is coming today? And in his smiling and decorating me, giving him betel nut, he never gave me. There must be something hidden. So she was not happy. She was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lovely, talk very lovely with her. But she was not in that mood. Anyhow, in the meantime, so many powerful stones, like stones, heavy things came on the eyelids of Vishnu Priya Devi. And quickly he wanted to sleep. he tried so much hard that I should not sleep. But he could not sleep. Yogamaya came and once he slept. And in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw once towards her and take up his all maya, all attachment, and quickly began to tell, "Oh Krishna, where you are? And telling this, he left the home forever. Mother was just standing there on the gate. She had some idea that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my son, will be renounced very soon. So she was on the gate like a gatekeeper. Mahaprabhu saw her and he four times. Right? But Sachimal could not tell anything. He was like a statue at that time. She could not tell anything. Or she could not weep even. No? Not weeping. And she became like a statue. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the little feet of Sati Mata and at once quickly, oh Krishna, jump in the nearby Ganges. In cold season, so much current, full of water. He never cared for his life. Jumped and crossed the Ganges and went to Kandaknagari. Which would be like same, very sweet behavior to all, but not to be attached like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to anyone. A pure devotee does not want to share any part of his love and affection for anyone in this world, only to Gurudev. Because to give our love and affection to Gurudev, still it is akhanda, not shared. Because totally he will give in the lotus feet of Krishna what he wants. So, we should do like these things very strongly. The world is like a dream, it has been told. Only dream. And when you wake up, then you see, oh, nothing. So you should see yourself in this dream-like world. Never be satisfied. So he is telling that, have a rati for Gurudev. If you want to be. Because you don't know Krishna, you don't know Radha, you don't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you don't know Nityananda Prabhu. Gurudev is there. We are in this world for beginning of this creation of this world. We don't know that whether we were animals, trees, creepers, or anything, human body, or we were demigods, or what. But we are anyhow in the shape of grass or anything. We are all time present. But anyone could not do anything for us. Krishna always worry for us, and he wanted to help us, but we never wanted any help. Like so many devotees, I want to help them, but they don't want to be helped. Never. They want that Guru said, give us so much power, any mantra, that I may taste, enjoy what I want. And that is why they come. They don't come to serve Gurudev and Krishna. They want to enjoy all these things for themselves. They have never taken any lesson for what they were in past. Never. They have enjoyed all times. Kya ho gaya? So, anyhow, with the good le jao bhai. We are fortunate anyhow that our Gurudev, first your Swamiji has come to this western country and he has tried to take you from this suffering, full of suffering, this world. He was the first person. Anyhow, by his books, by his words, by his touching, by his glance, anyhow. But after his departure from this world, you should go. If you are not quiet, then I will send you to outside. And then? The almost so many devotees again became bewildered, lifeless, no interest. They became again like hippies, again serving ganja bhang and cigarette and all other things. Hair like hippies. Again. So he mercifully perhaps ordered me and begged me to again to help them. So he sent me. So you should think himself the representative of Swamiji. He was so powerful. I am not so powerful. But his powerful words and powerful activities he has given me, and I have brought you to help you. So Gurudev has only begged us and he has helped us to know all these things, that we are eternal servants of Krishna. By our constitution, we are servant of Krishna. We are happy. By constitution, we have some ananda. But we have forgotten all these things. So if you want to be again happy and to serve Radha and Krishna Gujjugal or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first you should try to serve your Gurudev. Without any doubt. No doubt. But it is very rare to have a Gurudev, a real Gurudev or qualified Gurudev. Very rare. But if you pray to Krishna that, O Gurudev, kindly, O Krishna, kindly have a mercy to give association of bona fide Gurudev, he will surely arrange. Otherwise, by our endeavor, we cannot have. So there are two kinds of gurus. The topmost Bhagavat devotee who completely destroys all on earth and bestows sambandha jnan or transcendental knowledge of one's relationship with Sri Krishna is known as Diksha Guru. Really he is Guru. Never attached with any worldly thing, neither money, neither lust, nor anything. Like Narada Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, and all other our acharyas, never he is attached to anything. The topmost Bhagavat, who gives instructions about how to perform bhajan of Sri Radha Krishna Yugal, the divine couple, is known as Siksha Guru. Both should be served. Both. Swamiji has given Diksha to so many, but lacking of Siksha, bhajan Siksha, it is very hard to know all these things, how to do bhajan, how to enter in bhajan, especially in the ways which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give, that he can raganuga bhajan marga. It is very hard and very rare. So we should have so much faith, equally faith, on Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Both are qualified to be, Diksha Guru is qualified to be Siksha Guru, and Siksha Guru is fully qualified for being Diksha Guru.